pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Hour has arrived. What a show it's been. We appreciate you being here in the middle of the week. You ready? Strike up the band. Legend is next.
What's up, my black hat brother? What's up, baby?
Legend, how are you feeling?
Man, Paul, I got a congestion infection.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm about 60%. But after watching AJ throw three interceptions and I man fumble twice, I thought I better get back in the game, brother.
I hope you're on a Z pack or something going on there to take care of this.
Yeah, they watching after me, Paul. They watching after me. I'm actually doing better today. I am a little congested, so I probably won't be screaming and yelling. Some folks
well,
will probably
listen,
say,
"Be careful." And, Randy and I can fill in the gaps. Okay.
All right, brother. I appreciate it. I'd like to jump in on a couple topics if I could. One is Desmond Howard saying that Michigan is America's team. Man, that's the biggest joke. I mean, come on, man. That's the biggest joke I've heard in my entire life right there. Maybe American greed. Maybe American disease. Maybe American tragedy. But definitely not America's team, dude. I mean, Paul's definitely right. Now, there's a few Michigan fans I like Joe from Alabama. Appreciate what you have to say. All Michigan fans ain't insecure and just downright think more of themselves than they should. But most of y'all do. I mean, if you was in the SEC, who would they be, Paul? Below LSU historically? I mean, what does this team think they are? They think they Alabama or something? I mean, come on, man. You ain't nowhere close to America's team, Desmond. You ain't nowhere close, man. And let me say this right here. If Michigan gets in the playoffs ahead of Texas or Florida State or Washington, I think it's going to be real pathetic. But they're not getting in ahead of Alabama. I can tell y'all folks that right now. They're not getting in ahead of us, man. I'll tell you right now,
Legend, if they don't beat Ohio State, they don't have a win on their schedule. There's no way they're getting in.
Nah, and I'm never pulled for Ohio State in the game, Paul, but go Buckeyes.
I've really been shocked look at this schedule. We have it up on our board, Legend. East Carolina, UNLV, Bowling Green are the three non-conferences, and, you know, Rutgers is decent team. Nebraska, Minnesota, trash. Indiana, Michigan State, trash. Purdue, Penn State. Tell me where Penn State, what is Penn State's complement in the SEC? Who are they in the SEC?
I wouldn't even disrespect Tennessee, Paul.
Thank you.
I mean, to consider that a big win is really an
That's
insult
no big deal.
To a college football fan.
Maryland?
I mean, it's pathetic, Paul. I mean, they play one game a season, and they've cheated their way to where they at. I mean, how do you put this team in the playoffs, even in playoff consideration? I mean, I'm going to tell you this right here. Alabama and Georgia would beat Michigan by 20 points. Both of them would,
totally.
Without a doubt.
Totally.
Penn State has a pathetic big game.
If Alabama had that schedule, Alabama would be Alabama would be number one in the country today.
Number one. We're being punished because we played a big-time team, which Texas was. And Nova and all these other teams. What we should have done is got rid of Texas and put a Division III team on the schedule. That's what we should have done.
Yeah, that's what everybody else
is leading on.
Ball State instead of Texas the second game.
Yeah, that's what we should have done. We play the big boys because that's the way we are, man. That's the way we are. And we're going to get in. I'm going to say this right here to Georgia fans. 16 days, 19 hours. 31 seconds. Get real close to the speaker. I'm finna tell you what we finna do to you, and then 16 days, 19 hours, and 31 seconds from now. Get your ear up there. Here it comes. We're going to Draymond Green your ass. Woo! I might be sorry, but 60 of a step, and I'm throwing down. I'm like, we're going to Draymond Green your ass, Georgia. I'm telling you now, the king is coming back to his throne. The king is coming back to his throne, led by the Alabama badass, Jalen Melrose. Can't stomp him out. Can't make him run. The Alabama badass, brother.
We hey, put legend,
Green, your butt.
Legend, I need to interrupt you for 1 second because I know who the next caller is, and I don't want to step on his call because it's not worth it, but... You do have a game at Auburn next weekend.
Oh, that warm-up game? As I said, Georgia, while we get ready for these two next warm-up games, 16 days, 19 hours, the king is coming back to his throne. The great one is returning to the throne. You've been there long enough. We finna kick that ass off the throne. Now, Taron Arnold said, great interview yesterday, Paul. You hey. Underestimate us, we'll humiliate you. That's what Nick Saban's doing to the brat, to all the critics, to all the teams, to the AJs, to the JKs. You're running out of teams. Now you're hoping the committee will hold us out. You can't hold us out. We are the godfather of college football. Without us, there is no playoff. We about to Draymond Green your ass, Georgia. Get friggin' ready. And let me say this to the Alabama coordinators from last year. You ought to stop cussing out Mac Jones and start cussing out the man in the mirror, Bill O'Brien. You pathetic dude. Whoever told you to go to New England ought to be changed as your agent this minute. And Pete Golden, you are a pathetic drunk of a coach, dude. That was a disgrace Saturday night. I'm sure Ole Miss is so proud of that hire. We are in Alabama, baby. 16 days, 19 hours. Send a Draymond Green your ass, Georgia. Legend has left the building.
Well, out from the capital city, what a pathetic loser that guy is. He's on here talking all that big-time smack, but he's begging and pleading at the same time. Is Legend, is he French, Paul? Because I could have swore his name was Bauday. Damn washer. I mean, that's about the extent of it. You know, Paul, you was interviewing that football player yesterday.
Terrier,
you know,
yeah.
From the number 8 team, the team that the committee don't give one damn about. And did I hear that guy straight? He said, you know, y'all was all doubting us and everything. And y'all going to come over here and y'all going to be patting us on the back and all that kind of stuff. And he said, I can smile and we can be gracious, but I don't forget. Because all those old timers, all those fans up in the stands was dog cussing and finger pointing that team. And you know what? This 2023 Alabama team pretty much told all the fans, all the ex-players and everybody kissed their ass. That's what he said. He just didn't say it.
That's exactly what he said. I'm surprised there hasn't been more said about that.
Because you don't have people that listen. They don't understand. They can't interpret. You got blowhards like that jackass that just got off the phone, Mr. Bauday. And he can't even grasp a thought like that. He's too busy. You know what? Forget him. He's trash. But yeah, they pretty much told them, you can all kiss our ass. And, I mean, you know, there's a reason Saban bought a house in Florida. There's a reason he's got two car dealerships in Florida. Because, you know, the fan base did the same thing to him. And what did that player say? He said Nick Saban said, that was them, this is y'all. He sided with this guy. He pretty much told them, from Nick Saban on down, he told them all to kiss his ass. And that's what the players are saying to the fans. To the T-shirt bunch, I'm talking about, you know, those ungrateful, overtaxed T-shirt buyers. I mean, the fair weather fans. And there's millions of them. There's real big bunch of them. Real big Judy, a whole bunch of them. You know, and And, you know, what is it with the coaches' wives? First off, we got Mullen's wife. She's lip-locked with every player on the team and maybe some of the other players. Now, what's this about Miss Terry giving the shirt off her back?
Well, I mean, before you walk into a shark-infested tank, what he was doing was he was complimenting Miss Terry for supporting the players, and he said he feeds off of that.
Of course. They're chumming the water, aren't they? They're chumming the water. There's blood in the water. These great whites. When are they going to start taking pictures naked with sharks, too? You know what, Paul? It's going to be nice that the committee has kept Alabama at 8, and the reason is because they don't have any respect to move them. And the carnage in front of Alabama is bigger than Alabama can handle. This thing over in Georgia, Georgia's going to beat the living hell out of them. That's all it is to it. You see it. I see it. There won't be no fans over there. They'd get up and walk out and go down somewhere in Atlanta and go to fight and have to get the ass whooped over there. But the Georgia Bulldogs are on the way to the three-peat, and ain't no stopping. And before Alabama trips over to Georgia and focusing on Georgia, there's a little bit of a trip that they got to make to the loveliest village on the plains. And you know what? Things happen in Auburn, Paul. And Nick Saban ain't got enough money to buy it out. Nick Saban and that bunch up there have got no choice but to go over to Auburn. It's on the contracts. They can't avoid it. They can't dodge it. They can't do anything. They just got to show up. And you know why? Because Hugh Freeze and the Auburn Tigers are hollering, Judy, Judy, Judy. Now, you have a good word there, Nickel.
Was that Durante who did Judy, Judy, Judy? Who was that? It was a famous. Yeah, anyway. Was it Jimmy? No, was it Cary Grant? Cary Grant, wasn't it? Cary Grant. Why do I know these things? I don't even know what the schedule looks like for Saturday, but I know some guy that's been dead for 50 years said Judy, Judy, Judy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Back as we continue here, and what about Elliot next in Ohio?
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking my call. My question is, how close are we to having the same four teams in the final four CFP that we had in the very first four CFP? Because I agree with legend. I said it when Nick Saban benched Melro. I said it on my Twitter that he had a strategy, that he didn't have to worry about losing that game, and it was all part of his bigger strategy, and that Bama had a long ball that nobody else has, and then all of a sudden Milroe starts using his feet. I think Bama's going to beat Georgia, and when they beat Georgia, it's going to be Ohio State and Bama, and we're going to see the 85 yards to the heart of the South once again.
I refuse to talk about that play. Daryl is in Baton Rouge. Hello, Daryl.
Hey, good evening, Paul. How you making out today,
hey,
man?
I'm doing great.
Hey. I went to Catron's Barbershop yesterday and got a haircut.
What's the deal?
Well, they wanted me to tell you hello and to tell you that they faithful Feinbaum watches every day from 2 to 6. The TV's on. Nobody.
I was afraid. What was your barber's name again?
T.R.
Yeah, I was afraid when T.R. left, we might lose the viewing, but I'm glad we stayed firm.
Yeah, but he hadn't left yet. He's not leaving till December. Hey, look, I got a question. If LSU wins out, do you think they go to a January 6th bowl?
They are going to be on the bubble. They could get in there. It would help if Missouri lost a game between now and then.
I sure wish.
I mean, it's entirely possible, but you know, if two SEC teams don't make the playoffs, which I think is very unlikely, then one of those moved down and gets the first spot, and then you have Ole Miss and Missouri, and then LSU would be vying for the next one.
Okay. Hey, how many voters are they for the Heisman Trophy exactly? Do you know?
I think it's about 900.
900. Jesus Christ, that's a lot of voters.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway, I hope you have a good day. That's about all I got today,
Daryl,
Paul.
It's always great to hear from you. Thank you very, very much. Stay in touch. Let's check out Brad up next. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum. How you doing, brother?
Brad, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Can I address Legend since he just showed up today?
Sure. Go right ahead.
Legend, I told you yesterday, when Georgia gets you in the SEC championship, we are going to de-legendize you. And I'm going to call in and tell you that Brock Bauer said you can have his name as Mr. Irrelevant. So it is what it is. Mr. Paul, can I take a second to thank y'all?
Please do.
I just want to thank y'all, you and your producers, for providing a platform for us callers to call in and to give our opinions, and no other you can't find another platform like that. And we just want to say thank you for doing so.
Well, Brad, I appreciate you saying this. There's a lot of folks involved with this, but I think the overall philosophy is something that we subscribe to. And I know we get complaints when we go out on the road, but ultimately and consistently, we are a caller-driven show. We believe in that, and we're appreciative of your thoughts.
Well, Paul, thank you so much. I'm going to let you go to the next caller, but, hey, I'll call you tomorrow, brother.
We'll be here. Thanks so much. Clayton is up next in Georgia. Hey, Clayton.
Hey, Paul. I had a few things I had to say about your guest, Ari, that you had on a little bit ago. He wanted to use some broad strokes and paint all college football fans as a monolith that everybody blindly follows their team no matter what, especially when they're in trouble. Well, that just simply isn't true. When my alma mater, University of Tennessee, got in trouble under Jamie Pruitt, Tennessee fans through and through said, that's not who we are. We're not cheaters like that. And they said, we want Pruitt out. The administration, from Randy Boyd to Don DePlowman, all said, that's not who we are. They fired Jeremy Pruitt with cause. And they said, that's not who we are. So your guest from the Atlantic painting all college football fans in a monolith, that just ain't fair.
Well, I will tell Mr. Wasserman the next time he's on that you did not approve. Thank you for the call. Josh is up next. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing well. Thanks for checking in.
First, can I wage a bet with Legend? If Georgia beats Alabama in the SEC championship, I want an eyebrow.
Okay.
But this is why I called. I think they got the number one team right. But Washington has the best wins out of the following bunch. Why are they outside on five when they beat the number six team in the country?
Well, I think circumstances play into that, and I think a lot of people, I know if I was sitting on that committee, I would look at that game somewhat fraudulently and saying that that game wasn't won by Washington, it was lost by Oregon.
Well, I can agree with that, but the fact is they got the win, and they have more quality wins, I think, than Michigan. But Michigan,
yeah, but,
you know,
but,
they're
but
the
Josh,
annual
the
power.
The mistake I think people are making, and this is why I really hate the CFP coming out 5 weeks early, is you have to look at it as it is today, which I think that's what you're doing. But you also have to look beyond, knowing that if Michigan is undefeated, they'll have a monster win over Ohio State, and it will trump anything Washington has left. And Washington has been somewhat unimpressive while Michigan has been dominating. Hey, thanks for the call. We head to the break. We still have 30 minutes remaining. We hope you'll give us a ring.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back. You always know it's the final 30 minutes of the show when I say the words, AJ is next.
Georgia, sweet Georgia. Legend and Nick Saban already got Georgia on their mind, Paul. 2 weeks. 2 weeks too soon, baby. They forget. You know, I'm glad Legend came back. I'm glad to see him doing well. Health comes before anything. And I'm glad for him. But you know how he got well, Paul?
How's that?
He made a point. He made him an appointment with Mrs. Dr. Feinbaum. And you know what? He went in there and he jumped up on the table, and Mrs. Dr. Feinbaum, she got the stethoscope out. She put it on his heart and she said, "Oh, this ain't good. This ain't good, Legend. Your heart's beating like you got to play Hugh Freeze and the Auburn Tigers in 2 Saturdays. He said, "Well, what do I do? What do I do, Miss Dr. Feinbaum?" She says, "Whatever you do, don't put Kool-Aid McKinstry back there to field no kick." Don't put the Kool-Aid.
By the way, Dr. Linda would agree with you on that. She thinks it's absurd for Kool-Aid to be getting the
point. Over and over and over. When you make Kool-Aid, you're supposed to put sugar in it. That's what's going on. They ain't putting no sugar in that Kool-Aid, Paul. That's what's so bad about it. But I want, I want Legend to do me a favor. I want him to call Miss Terry and tell her that we appreciate every change that she's made this year for Saban, and lack of changes, which is putting Kool-Aid McKinstry back there, because that's his one catalyst that's going to open up the door. When he drops that football down there and Jordan Hare's already going to be coming off the hinges. And when he drops the football, we're going to get that upper advantage. And when we get up on them, they ain't going to have to worry about Georgia, because they're going to be irrelevant. It ain't going to matter. And I'm telling you this, Paul, I told you, just like I told you not long ago, I told you that Ashford was out and QB3 moves up to QB2. You hadn't heard about it. I also got some inside information today. And you know what? This is real true information. Auburn is going to whoop Alabama's ass this year. War damn Eagle.
James is up next. Hey, James.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are well. Thank you.
Hey, kind of following up on AJ down there, I just kind of wanted to ask about what you think Hugh Freeze has got up his sleeve on the coaching wheel for this Iron Bowl. I mean, seems like all the Alabama fans have forgotten that they got one SEC game left before the championship. And like AJ said, Jordan Hare is going to be off the hinges down there. So what do you think Hugh Freeze has got?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because you're right. It's a little bit like 2 years ago when Alabama couldn't wait to get to Atlanta. Had to beat Georgia, just like almost the identical situation. And I've seen Alabama play poor games, but that is one of the worst performances I have ever seen by an Alabama team. It took 4 overtimes, and all it would have taken was the running back to stay in bounds, and the game was over. It was so fluky how Alabama even hung around and took that game into overtime, and then Bryce Young just lit it up. He played a really terrible game, and then he was the Heisman winner, and then he has a Heisman moment on one of his worst moments, one of his worst games.
No, I definitely agree.
It can happen. That game proved anything can happen.
For sure. I definitely think just with the new scheme under Hugh Freeze, he's a little bit of a tricky guy, and like Malzahn did in his many times, he beat Saban. This game is different, and I think we hadn't seen what Auburn's really capable of, especially with the different offensive, changes with calling plays and all that, because it's been rotating for the past couple of weeks.
Well, I mean, everybody talks about all these hard places to play, but I would say deep down when Nick Saban, gets in the office Sunday morning, he'll have a sick feeling because he's lost there more than any other place. That's a fact. He's lost with better teams, and almost every time. His masterpiece was destroyed there exactly 10 years ago.
I definitely remember that one.
Yeah, I mean, he was rolling along. I'll never forget that season, being on shows and saying the only team that can beat Alabama is Alabama. They were better than everybody else, and trying to get a three-peat, and the Auburn game should have never come down to the kick six. Alabama blew the game in the third and fourth quarter. Yeah, I mean, they just, everything they had was, they just stumbled around, but that happened. And so, I mean, again, I don't need to give this history of the Auburn-Alabama game. It's pretty well known. It's one of the great rivalries of all time. The Auburn callers are correct about that. And Alabama folks are, I know that I'll get pushback, but a lot of them aren't even aware that game is scheduled next week. It's on to Atlanta, and let's win there. How about Leon up next in Alabama? Hello, Leon.
Hey, Paul, how you doing this evening, bud?
Leon, we're doing great.
My best friend, Felton Head, and I have been arguing about when Alabama beat Georgia in the SEC championship, would Georgia still be eligible to go to the championship?
Yes, they will.
To the final four.
In fact, just let me remind you, Leon, 2 years ago, identical situation. Alabama upsets Georgia. Georgia was automatic. The difference, and you know, 2 weeks is a long time, but Georgia's not guaranteed of going, by the way, if they lose that game.
So will Alabama go ahead of Georgia? Would you think that
would
Alabama?
Without a doubt, Alabama will go ahead of Georgia.
Well, okay, Dan. We really appreciate you. Thank God.
Thank you very much. And the key team to keep your eye on is Texas. Texas has a tough game Saturday night. I know people aren't really thinking about a trip to Iowa, Ames, but it's a tricky game. They've had, you know, they just lost their top running back. I mean, they've had some injuries. Ewers has been banged up. Everything that we're talking about could change. Oregon has a tough game. Washington, I mean, there are a lot of very difficult games left for all the contenders. Catfish is up next. Catfish, you are on the air.
Hey, Paul, thank you for taking the call. I would like to second the comments that you put on a great show, and thank you for letting us talk to you. But thank you for sharing your knowledge of football with us so we can really enjoy the game in a depth that wouldn't be enjoyable without you.
Thank you.
Secondly, Rich Little was a guy in the 70s that did an imitation of Cary Grant,
right,
and he would
right.
say, Judy, Judy, Judy. Cary Grant never said Judy, Judy, Judy. It was Rich
funny.
Little, the impressionist. And secondly, the America's Team label came from an article in Sports Illustrated in the mid-70s and has nothing to do with Michigan, who is not America's team. And last but not least, do you see any scenario where Texas and Bama can have a rematch?
Texas and Bama could definitely have a rematch. It's going to take some sorting out. And I strongly believe Alabama, with a win over Georgia, is going to qualify. Texas probably is in pretty good shape as well. I mean, Texas and Alabama need each other, frankly. They could meet. I guess they could. Could conceivably, yeah, I don't think they could meet until the national championship, but because one of them is going to be four, I think, and would end up playing the number one team. Hey, thank you very, very much for the call. Really appreciate it. We're heading to the break right now. A few minutes remaining on a Wednesday night.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.